Morning. I was telling Deacon Joe and Scott and the sacristy in the back that over the last couple of years, my appreciation for soccer has grown, which didn't have far to go because I didn't appreciate it at all. And so, it was very exciting. You know, over 73,000 people there last night, and I think one of my eardrums got blown out, but. It's an exciting game, okay? Let me just say that. I'll preface it with this. It's an exciting game. But I know when you look at me, you say, there's a person who likes to be hugged. And so, I think that's my only complaint is soccer players, you know, when they score, and it's only like once every 3 years, everybody like has to hug one another and touch one another and high five, which I think is the dumbest thing to do in the world. And it's like, and then you're just like, and all I can think of is after we were winning and people are hugging me who I don't know at all, I'm thinking, why are you touching me? Why are you touching me? Other than that, it was a good time. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I'm having doubts about my faith, said the voice behind the screen. I'm having doubts. What are you doing about it? I reply. Nothing, they said. Then if you do not seek, how do you expect to find? My friends, did you hear what St. Paul said in the second reading today? He said, our love will increase as our knowledge increases. Our love for Christ, our love for the faith will increase as our knowledge increases. Today's readings, again, are very uplifting because they're about the end of times. Merry Christmas. All of them, from Baruch to the second reading of St. Paul to the Gospel of St. Luke. Baruch talks about a Jerusalem where people will come from the east and the west and they will live in peace. He's speaking about the new Jerusalem. He's speaking about heaven. And today, John the Baptist, he once again is speaking about the coming of the Christ. But my friends, he's not talking about the first coming. He's talking about the second coming of Jesus Christ. And that's why he's so adamant that we must be prepared, that we must be ready. That's the theme of Advent, prepare and be ready. But not only for Advent, for our lives. And the time to prepare is not on our deathbeds. It's not when we retire and have more time on our hands. Rather, the time to prepare for Christ, the time to deepen our faith, is right now. And how do we go about that? By going to Mass once a week and then forgetting about God the rest of the time? No. We deepen our faith by a constant prayer life. We deepen our faith by enriching our knowledge of the faith, so that we may learn to live out what we believe. Yesterday, I read an article. It was about this person. I think this person was in their 20s. By the way they wrote, it seemed like they were young. And the person wrote that she left the Catholic Church because she found the church too preachy. And full of Christian propaganda. But I thought, those are pretty harsh words written by a person who has no idea what they're talking about. But that's the new reality, isn't it? We question what we don't understand, but we do not seek the answers. And we quit when we're challenged because we don't like to be inconvenienced. That's the new reality. As someone once told me, a wise person is the one who questions in order to gain wisdom while the fool is the one who mocks and remains in their ignorance. You have questions about the faith? Good. So did St. Thomas Aquinas. You find yourself having doubts? That's okay. So did St. Augustine. But the difference between them and so many of us today is they not only prayerfully sought the answers, but they also found them, which in turn only deepened their faith. No one ever said to you, you must accept everything on blind faith. Because, my friends, that's ridiculous. As a matter of fact, it is imperative. It is imperative for each and every Catholic to take time to study the mysteries of the faith in order to fully appreciate what we have been given, so that our love will increase as our knowledge increases. Dr. Peter Kreft, author of many excellent Catholic books, and I highly recommend you looking him up, Dr. Peter Kreft, and that's K-R-E-E-F-T. He's a professor of philosophy at Boston College. And this is what he wrote. College graduates today know less theology than fifth graders did 50 years ago. Literally, he said, I know because I teach them. And I do not exaggerate. Not one in 50 college students has ever heard that Jesus Christ is one person with two natures. And most are amazed that anyone ever tried to prove the existence of God by philosophical reasoning. And worst of all, when asked why they expect God to accept them into heaven when they die, only one in 20 even mentions the name Jesus Christ. My friends, no wonder. No wonder people are leaving the faith. It's not because the faith is wrong. It's as G.K. Chesterton said, it hasn't really been tried. It's also because proper catechesis is no longer being taught from the pulpits, in the classrooms, or even in the homes. Perhaps that is why we have lost the sense of the sacred. We have lost the sense of the sacred in the Mass, towards the Eucharist, and the faith itself. The number one complaint I hear is the Mass is boring. But that is generally thought by a person who just doesn't know the nuances and the meaning of everything that is going on during the Mass. Stop and consider that every single Mass, heaven comes down to earth and earth rises up to heaven, and at every single Mass, we are given Jesus Christ, his body, blood, soul, and divinity. At every single Mass, you hold him in your hand, you take him on your tongue. But my friends, if that doesn't do it for you, the problem isn't with the Mass, and it's not with God. The problem is with you. John the Baptist calls us to prepare the way of Christ. How? By first preparing ourselves to receive the Christ. And I believe with all my heart there is no better way to prepare for the coming of Jesus Christ than right here in the Roman Catholic Church. And furthermore, I will not apologize that the Mass is not some hand-holding, back-slapping good time, because the truth is the Church is not based on feelings and what makes people happy, but rather the Church was founded on the truth. The truth of Jesus Christ and what will get all of our souls in heaven. And can anything be more important than that? And I am not the only one. I'm not the only one who believes that the Roman Catholic Church is the surest and truest way to heaven. You know who also believes that? The person I talked about last week. Satan believes that as well. Satan believes this is the surest and truest way to heaven. Why else do you think he keeps attacking the church? Why do you think he keeps attacking the clergy so much? And that's not an excuse for a clergy who commits a horrendous sin, a crime against anyone. Because you must be complicit in the sin. But the truth is, Satan attacks the leaders because he knows that the followers will then scatter. But here's the thing. And we must remember this. No matter what anybody says, men are not our true leaders. And mankind is not the true leader of this church. Rather, our leader is Jesus Christ. He is our head and he is our God. And because of that truth, that is why we should remain faithful to the bride of Jesus Christ. Not because of what some sinful bishops did wrong, but rather we should remain faithful because what Jesus Christ did right for all of us. Last spring here in the church, we introduced a new catechetical series that you can even use at the comfort of your own home. You don't even have to come here. I mean, except for Mass. But you can use it at the comfort of your own home anytime you want. Be it on your smartphone or your tablet or your computer. And it's free. And you can receive for free hundreds of Catholic talks, articles, books, movies. It's a treasure. It's a treasure for any Catholic who dares to seek what needs to be found. But it's up to each and every one of us to make the commitment to deepen our relationship with Jesus Christ by deepening our understanding of the faith. My friends, the truth is, the more we learn about the faith, the more we will love our faith. And the more we love our faith, the better prepared we will be when Christ comes again. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. With confidence, let us stand and profess our faith as we pray. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, all and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. My friends, having heard God's word, we now present our needs before him with confidence.
That the church throughout the world may faithfully and joyfully call upon all nations to prepare the way of the Lord, we pray to the Lord. That governments may be inspired by the words of the prophets to promote justice, mercy, and peace, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the victims of clerical abuse and misconduct, that as a church we may seek to heal their wounds and bring about greater justice to restore their faith, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we may properly prepare for Christmas by first preparing our souls in the sacrament of confession this Advent, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all who will die may die in a state of grace, so they can be assured of a heavenly greeting, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Hank and Margaret Henderson, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Gathering all of our prayers and our petitions together, let us ask for the intercession of our Blessed Mother as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Father, as you hear and answer our prayers, give us grace to long for the coming of your Son and to prepare a world ready for him, who is Lord forever and ever.
Amen. As the gifts are being prepared, please join us in our offertory hymn, number 376, Servant Song.
pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God,